Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinbloom for the out. Davalillo moves to third. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen has Davalillo trapped. There's the throw to Casanova and back to McMullen, who tags Davalillo for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. as Q hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentine moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Epstein, and towards Coggins, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Ortega covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown is hit by the pitch. Fuller moves to second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Davalillo steals third. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davalillo tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fuller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Coggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins bunts towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Siebert covering. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coggins moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Coggins moves to third. Two outs. Dignan pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Phil Ortega. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard who is chasing the ball. Sheinbloom reaches third base with a triple. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.